Wingspan Strategy Guide, How to Build a Point Engine That Snowballs. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. To win Wingspan, stop chasing high-value birds and start building an engine. In the first two rounds, play cheap birds whose brown powers fire every single turn you take their habitat's action, then feed that engine eggs and food until each action you take generates points for free. You only get 26 actions in the whole game, 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 across 4 rounds. So the player who converts the most actions into repeating value, eggs laid, cards tucked, food banked, wins. Lean into 2 habitats, not 3. Let your bonus card and the round-end goals bend your bird choices, not the other way around, and never play a bird that doesn't either score points or power the engine. Sit down. Breathe. Wingspan rewards the patient mind and it punishes the greedy one. I have watched 100 players make the same mistake. A gorgeous high-value bird appears in the tray, a bird worth 7-8 points, and they reach for it like a child reaching for the brightest stone in the river. They pay the food. They pay the egg. They place it proudly. And they lose. They lose because Wingspan is not a game of collecting birds. It is a game of asterisk time. You are given exactly 26 actions across 4 rounds, 8, then 7, then 6, then 5, and not one more. Every action you spend is a heartbeat you will never get back. The master does not ask which bird is worth the most. The master asks asterisk, which bird will pay me back, turn after turn, for the rest of the game. That is the engine. A small bird that hands you a worm every time you visit the forest. A crow that turns one egg into 2 grain. A crane that lets you tuck a card, 1 quiet point, every time you draw. Alone, each is humble. Together, played in the right order and fed with care, they compound. By the 4th round, the engine builder takes an action and 3 things happen at once, while the bird collector takes an action and merely places a bird. This guide teaches the asterisk how asterisk and the why. Not a list of best cards, those change with every expansion. But the underlying logic that lets you read any board in any box and build the machine. We will walk through your opening turns, the 4 powers and when to fire them, the food and egg economy that fuels everything, how to read the round-end goals and which habitat to lean into. Then I will show you the base game and the 2 expansions worth your money. Learn the patterns. The points will follow. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What should I actually do on my first few turns? Your opening is not about points. It is about laying track for the engine that scores them later. The single most important principle, drilled by nearly every strong player, is this. Prioritize cheap birds with powers that repeat, not expensive birds with big numbers. Here is the opening logic of a disciplined player. Turn 1, almost always, play a bird. You begin with 5 cards and 5 food. A low-cost bird whose brown power triggers on a habitat action is the ideal first play. It starts working immediately and costs you nothing in the columns. The first slot in every row has no egg cost. Favor birds you can pay for with worms and seeds. As the Meeple Mountain analysts put it, focus on birds playable with asterisk, only worms, only wheat, or some mixture of the two. Those food types appear far more often in the feeder, roughly a 1 in 3 chance versus 1 in 6 for a specific single food, so you are never stuck waiting on a die. Get your hand wide early. Cards are options, and options are power. The more cards you're holding in your hand, the more options you have available to you. Notes Meeple Mountain. A turn 1 or turn 2 draw, especially through a bird that draws asterisk for asterisk you, pays dividends all game. Do not chase the shiny 8-point bird in round 1. It is a trap. You will spend 3 or 4 food and an action on a single static number while your opponent spends the same action planting a seed that grows. Think of round 1 as planting. You will not harvest yet. You are simply making sure that, when you asterisk do take the forest action in round 2, a worm falls into your hand for free. And that, when you take the grassland action, an egg appears that you did not have to pay full price for. The first column, gift the leftmost slot, in every habitat row, costs 0 eggs to play into. Spend those free slots on your engine birds, the cheap, repeating power birds, so you save your eggs for the expensive birds that come later, when egg costs climb to 2 and 3 per column. Worms and weed over fish and fruit draft birds you can actually afford. A bird that needs one rodent and one fish may sit dead in your hand for 3 turns. A bird that takes 2 seeds gets played now and starts earning. Speed of deployment beats raw card value in the early game. How do I build an engine instead of just collecting pretty birds? An engine is a set of birds that pay you back every time you take an action you were going to take anyway. The difference between a collection and an engine is the difference between owning a field and owning a field that grows wheat while you sleep. The mechanism that makes engines possible is the asterisk activation order of a habitat row. When you take a habitat action, you may also re-trigger the brown, once between turns, powers of every bird already in that row, resolving them right to left. So a forest row with 3 brown food birds doesn't just give you the action's food, it gives you the action's food plus whatever those 3 birds hand over. That is the snowball. The craft is in the asterisk kind asterisk of engine you build. Stack one type of power in one row. As the strategy literature stresses, play birds with one kind of power in a different row. If you load the forest with food generators, you can eventually skip the draw action entirely because your birds feed themselves. Specialization compounds, spreading dilutes. Build the egg to resource converter. The most famous engine in the game is the egg trader. Real players describe it plainly. Pay one egg to get 2 wheat, rinse, repeat, asterisk, or get a sandhill crane / Canada goose out with a repeat power bird, and or a raven crow that gives 2 food per egg. You lay an egg, convert it to surplus food, and use that food to play more engine. The loop feeds itself. Add a tuck engine for passive points. Birds that tuck a card beneath themselves bank 1 point per card, quietly, forever. One player on Steam reported ending a game with asterisk, 30 birds tucked under crane. That is 30 points generated by a single repeating action. Use copy birds to multiply triggers. Birds that copy another bird's brown power let one action fire twice. As one player noted, the right combo meant asterisk. I could get 3 activations of my Northern Harrier each turn. 3 pulls of the lever for 1 action spent. The self-control rule underneath all of this. Try to find birds that are synergistic and feed into each other, and never play a bird asterisk, lacking point value or engine synergy. In Wingspan, there is no take-back. A wasted bird placement is a wasted slot for the entire game. Place with intention. The egg trader, in a player's own words, just get a sandhill crane Canada goose out with a repeat power bird, and or a raven crow that gives 2 food per egg. This is the canonical Wingspan engine. Lay eggs, trade them for double food, spend the food to grow. It snowballs because each loop funds the next. A 9-point bird with no power is often a mistake. Veterans will pass a high-value bird with a blank or one-time power to play a 3-point bird that fires every turn. Over a full game, that small repeating bird outscores the trophy bird several times over. Points per action is the only currency that matters. When do I fire brown, pink, white, and teal powers? The colored banner on a bird tells you when its power fires. Mastering the timing of all 4 is the difference between a good engine and a great one. Brown, once between turns, the engine core. These trigger when you take that habitat's action, resolving right to left across the row. Play brown birds as early as you can, because every future visit to that row refires them. A brown bird played in round 1 might trigger 15 plus times by game's end. The same bird played in round 4 triggers twice. Earliness is asterisk value with brown powers. White, when played, one-shot value. These fire exactly once the moment you place the bird. Treat them as instant rewards, extra cards, extra food, eggs, and time them for the turn you most need that resource. Because they don't repeat, a white powers bird is judged on its point value plus that single burst asterisk, not on long-term engine value. Pink, once per turn, when another player takes an action, interaction, Pink powers fire on your asterisk opponent's asterisk turns, so the earlier they hit the table, the more enemy turns they can leverage. Strong players play pink birds promptly so they may be triggered more times. In solo or low interaction games, their value drops, judge accordingly. Teal, end of round, the expansion layer. Introduced in the European expansion, teal banners trigger at the close of each round. As Wingsplain describes them, they give you new and interesting options to passively generate more points and resources at the end of each of the game's four rounds. A teal bird played early collects its bonus up to four times, played in round four, just once. They reward exactly the patient, early engine mindset this guide preaches. The one caution the experts raise concerns brown and pink powers that depend on opponents. Some are asterisk, unreliable at best. An opponent may simply avoid the action that helps you. Prefer powers that fire on your own asterisk actions where you control the trigger. A full wingspan setup mid-game with player mat, bird feeder, and goal board, photo credit Tim Chuan. Read the banner before you draft brown, repeats on your habitat action, engine. White, one time on play, burst. Pink equals on opponent's turns, interaction. Teal equals end of round, passive. Expansion. Knowing the color tells you instantly how early a bird wants to hit the table. Sequence the play, then the action if you intend to both play a brown bird and take that rose action this round. Play the bird first on an earlier turn so the action re-triggers it. Playing the bird and taking the action in the wrong order can cost you a full activation. How do I manage the food and egg economy? Food and eggs are not points. They are asterisk fuel. And fuel left in the tank at game's end is wasted. Unused food and unplayed bird cards do not help you at the end of the game. The discipline is to convert fuel into board presence and points before the final round closes. Two rules govern food. Any two foods substitute for anyone. When the feeder refuses to give you the exact dye you need, dump two of anything for the one you want. This flexibility is what keeps your engine from stalling. Never sit paralyzed waiting on a single fish. Read the feeder before you take food. If every dye shows the same face, taking the food action forces a reroll afterward, a small tempo play that can deny opponents the faces they wanted while you bank what you need. Eggs are subtler, because they wear two hats. An egg is an asterisk point at game end, one each, but an egg is also asterisk currency. You spend eggs to play birds in later columns and to fuel converter birds. The art is timing. Early game, eggs are currency. You need them to play your engine into the more expensive columns. Don't hoard them as points yet. Round 4, eggs are points. When the engine is built and there are no more birds worth playing, pivot hard to laying eggs. The grassland action, supercharged by your egg-laying birds, can flood your board with end-game points in the final turns. As one player described the loop, get something that lets you get grain from the supply or bird feeder and just keep laying eggs. The converter birds collapse the distinction entirely. They let you spend the asterisk currency asterisk egg to buy more asterisk fuel food to build more asterisk engine. That is why the Crow Raven Egg Trader is the heart of so many winning games. 2-for-1 keeps the engine running, memorize it. Any two food tokens convert to any one food you need. The moment you internalize this, you stop wasting turns waiting on a specific die, and your bird deployment speeds up dramatically. The round 4 egg flood, get something that lets you get grain from the supply or bird feeder, and just keep laying eggs. In the final round, when no new bird is worth its action, a tuned grassland turns every remaining cube into raw endgame points. When should I chase the round-end goals and bonus cards? Goals and bonus cards are asterisk guideposts, not destinations. The wise player lets them gently steer bird selection, but never tears down a working engine to chase them. Round-end goals, the four tiles on the goal board, reward things like most eggs in the forest or most birds in a habitat asterisk. Two truths temper them. The point spread is often small. In many goal configurations, the gap between first and last place is only a few points. Always focus on the goal that could potentially earn you the most points, asterisk says Meeple Mountain, but do not contort your whole turn sequence to edge out a single point on a minor goal. Free goal points are real points. If your engine is already piling eggs into the grassland and the round 3 goal happens to be most eggs in the grassland, collect that reward, you earned it without deviating. The best goal points are the ones your strategy was going to generate anyway. Bonus cards are your secret endgame objective, scored once at the very end. The guidance is twofold and firm. Pick the bonus that fits the board, not the biggest number. A high-scoring bonus you can't complete is asterisk, dead weight. A modest bonus that matches the birds you were always going to play is gold. As one writer puts it, if they don't fit your board, they'll be dead weight. Keep their ceiling in perspective. Bonus cards usually can earn you no more than 7 points in a game where you'll want to aim for at least 80 points. They are the seasoning, not the meal. Build the engine first. Let the bonus reward the engine you built. The synthesis. Choose birds that serve asterisk multiple asterisk masters at once. A bird that scores points, powers the engine, advances a round goal, asterisk and counts toward your bonus card is the platonic wingspan play. Hunt for that overlap. A built-up tableau across the forest, grassland, and wetland habitats. Don't sweat last place on a goal because round-end goal spreads are frequently narrow. Sacrificing a strong engine turn to climb from third to first on a minor goal usually loses you more than it gains. Take goals you back into for free. Ignore the ones that demand a detour. Bonus card equals a quiet North Star. Read your bonus card early and let it tilt close drafting decisions, but never overpay. The best bonus is one your engine satisfies as a side effect. Match the card to your board. Discard ambitions that fight your engine. Which habitat should I lean into, forest, grassland, or wetland? Each of the three habitats does one job, and the master's instinct is to commit deeply to two of them rather than dabble in all three. As the strategy consensus holds, focus on asterisk 2, usually grasslands and either forest or wetlands, to maximize efficiency. A balanced spread across all three leaves every engine shallow. Here is what each habitat asterisk is asterisk. Forest equals food. This is your fuel pump. A steady supply asterisk of food is what keeps the engine from grinding to a halt. Most engines need a forest presence simply to stay fed, but you rarely want forest to be your asterisk primary point source. Grassland equals eggs. This is the points habitat, and grasslands are your best friend asterisk for a reason. Eggs are the most consistent, controllable score in the game, and the converter birds, raven, crow, geese, cranes, live here, asterisk, trading eggs for food, which is incredibly powerful. If you lean anywhere, lean grassland. Wetland equals cards and tucking. This is your draw engine and your passive point machine. Tuck powers, which slide cards underneath, asterisk birds for a point each, are a goldmine for passive points. The more you can tuck in a single activation, the better. The winning archetype for most players is grassland forward, forest supported. A grassland that lays and converts eggs, fed by just enough forest to keep the food flowing, with the wetland used opportunistically when a strong tuck bird appears. But the deeper lesson is the cross-habitat trick. Certain birds live in one habitat while providing the benefits of another. A bird that draws a card in the egg-laying row, for instance. These let one cube do two jobs and are the secret to a truly dense engine. Choose your two pillars by round 2 and pour your actions into deepening them. Depth beats breadth every time in Wingspan. An overview of Wingspan's full component spread, boards, cards, dice tower and tokens. Cross-habitat birds break the rules in your favor hunt for birds whose power gives a different row's benefit, drawing cards while laying eggs, gaining food while drawing. They let a single cube advance two engines at once, and they are how the densest, highest-scoring boards get built. The crane tuck snowball, pay one egg to get two wheat, rinse, repeat. Ended up with 30 birds tucked under crane. One grassland engine, run all game, produced 30 passive points from tucking alone, proof that depth in one habitat outscores breadth across three. Which wingspan should I buy, and which expansion first? The base game is one of the finest engine builders ever printed, and it stands completely alone. You need nothing else to learn everything in this guide. But the expansions deepen the very systems we've discussed, and they are asterisk card expansions. They shuffle into the base box and play seamlessly together. Start with the base game. 170 bird cards, 26 bonus cards, the full 4-power engine, minus teal, 1 to 5 players. This is where you learn the patterns. First expansion, European. It adds 81 birds and introduces the teal end-of-round powers, a whole new passive engine layer that rewards the early and patient style this guide teaches. Reviewers call the base plus European combination the definitive wingspan experience, and note it asterisk sticks to the core of what made Wingspan great. If you love the base game's engine, this is the purest deepening of it. Then Asia, for versatility and player count. Asia is the most flexible box, 90 birds, plus a head-to-head duet mode for two and a flock mode that pushes the table to 6 or 7 players. One reviewer called it, currently my favorite of all the Wingspan expansions, largely because of its versatility. If your table is often large, or you mostly play two-player, Asia may even leapfrog European in priority. A note for the curious. The asterisk Oceania asterisk expansion, not ranked here, introduces a nectar wildcard food and new player boards, an excellent box, and the one to explore asterisk third once the engine in your bones is second nature. But for a player learning to build the machine, base plus European is the canonical path, with Asia close behind for flexibility. Expansions are additive, not alternative. Every Wingspan bird and bonus card is cross-compatible. You can shuffle base, European, and Asia into one giant deck. Buy in the order that matches your group. There is no wrong combination, only different flavors of the same engine. European has a learning curve. Some European birds carry intricate abilities that might take a game or two to fully grasp. That depth is the point, but if you want the gentlest on-ramp, get comfortable with the base engine before shuffling the teal cards in. Final verdict. Wingspan rewards the patient mind. Do not reach for the brightest bird in the river, reach for the one that will pay you back, turn after turn, until the fourth round closes. Plant cheap brown power birds early, commit to two habitats, grassland to score, forest to feed, build the egg-to-food converter that lets your machine fund itself, and let the goals and bonus cards reward the engine you were already building rather than redirect it. 26 actions, no more, make each one work twice. Buy the base game to learn the engine in your bones, add the European expansion to deepen it with teal end-of-round powers, reach for Asia when your table grows past 5 or shrinks to 2. Master the patterns, and the points will follow. Frequently asked questions. What is the single most important strategy in Wingspan? Build a repeating engine rather than collecting high-value birds. You get only 26 actions all game, 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 across 4 rounds. So the player who makes each action generate ongoing value, eggs, tucked cards, converted food, outscores the player who spends actions placing big static birds. Points per action is the only currency that matters. Should I play high-point birds or low-cost engine birds early? Low-cost engine birds, almost always. A cheap brown power bird played in round 1 fires on every future visit to its habitat, potentially 15-plus times by game's end. A high-point bird is just a static number. Plant the engine early, harvest the trophy birds in rounds 3 and 4 when you can afford them. What do the brown, white, pink, and teal bird powers mean? Brown equals, once between turns, re-triggered whenever you take that habitat's action, the engine core, play early. White equals, when played, a one-time burst on placement. Pink, once per turn, triggered on opponent's actions interaction. Teal equals, end of round, passive points each round's close added by the European expansion. How does the engine actually snowball? When you take a habitat action, you re-trigger every brown power in that row, right to left. So a forest with three food birds gives the actions food plus all three birds food. Feed that surplus into ectofood converter birds, raven, crow, geese. Spend the food on more engine birds, and each loop funds the next. That compounding is the snowball. Which habitat is the best to focus on? Grassland. For most players, eggs are the most consistent points in the game, and the powerful ectofood converter birds live there. Commit deeply to two habitats, usually grassland plus forest for fuel, rather than spreading thin across all three. Use the wetland opportunistically when a strong tuck bird appears. How important are eggs and when should I lay them? Eggs wear two hats. Early game they're currency, you spend them to play birds in later columns and to fuel converter birds. Round 4 they become points, one each, so once your engine is built and no bird is worth its action, pivot to flooding your grassland with eggs for raw endgame points. What's the best use of the food, gain food, action? Keep your engine fed and exploit the feeder. Remember any two food substitute for anyone, so never stall waiting on a specific die. If every feeder die shows the same face, taking food forces a reroll afterward, a tempo play that can deny opponents while you bank what you need. Should I chase the round end goals? Only take the ones you back into for free. Goal point spreads are often narrow, so sacrificing a strong engine turn to climb from third to first on a minor goal usually loses more than it gains. If your engine already piles eggs where the goal rewards eggs, collect it. But don't contort your strategy to chase goals. How much do bonus cards matter? Their seasoning, not the meal, usually worth no more than about 7 points in a game where you aim for 80+. Pick the bonus that fits the board you're already building, not the biggest number. A high-scoring bonus you can't complete is dead weight. Let the bonus reward your engine, not redirect it. What is the famous Canada Goose / Raven Egg Trader combo? It's the canonical engine, a bird that lets you lay or gain eggs cheaply, Canada Goose, Sandhill Crane, paired with a converter, Raven Crow, that turns one egg into two food. Lay an egg, convert it to surplus food, spend the food on more engine. As a player put it, pay one egg to get two wheat, rinse, repeat. Which Wingspan expansion should I buy first? The European expansion, if you love the standard 1-5 player game, it adds 81 birds and the teal end-of-round powers, deepening the core engine. But if you mostly play two-player or in large groups, buy Asia first. Its duet mode is purpose-built for two and flock mode scales to 7 players. Can I mix the base game and expansions together? Yes, every Wingspan bird and bonus card is fully cross-compatible. You can shuffle the base game, European and Asia, into one large deck and play with all of it. Asia can also be played entirely standalone. There's no wrong combination. Buy in the order that fits your table.